Is your business the baby that never grows up? Think about it. It keeps you up at night. It interrupts your date nights. You can't ever take a vacation because you can't find the right babysitter. Sound familiar? Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Sutherland, and I'm a business system strategist. Over the next 30 minutes, I'm going to show you exactly how to raise your business from a needy, dependent baby into a mature, independent operation that serves your life instead of consuming it. Here's what I see happening the most with small business owners. You started your business for freedom, independence, but somewhere along the way, it became your master instead of your servant. So you're spoon feeding a teenager. I mean, picture that visual for a moment. You're doing everything for your business instead of teaching your business to do things for itself. So for example, you're the only one who can handle customer complaints, right? How about this? Every decision, no matter how small, seems to have to go through you. You have tried your darndest to hire help, but nobody seems to be able to do it correctly. Your team is constantly interrupting you with questions that you've answered 100 times. You work weekends because sometimes that's the only time you can catch up. And let's not even talk about how many family events you've missed because the business needed you. Here's what really breaks my heart, though. It's not even just that you're trapped. You're exhausted and you're on the verge of burnout. The thing you created to give you freedom has become a prison. And golly, it sure isn't that you haven't tried, because you've done everything you can think of. You've hired more people. They don't work out. You've worked harder, but you're already maxed out. Those time management courses and productivity hacks, they don't address the real problem. Maybe even you've worked with other consultants who've just given you more of a to-do list rather than helping you actually make traction in your business. None of it worked because nobody is addressing the real issue. The real problem isn't that you need better people or that you need more time or that you need, you know, different customers. I mean, I've seen some business owners actually blame their customer base. The problem is that your business never learned to walk. So for example, imagine, like we talked about the teenager example, imagine that same teenager you were also carrying everywhere on your back because that teenager never learned to walk. They refused to walk. It's ridiculous, right? I mean, you wouldn't do that. If the human was actually capable of walking, you wouldn't just let it be carried around everywhere. But that's what you're doing with your business. You're enabling it to refuse to walk because you're doing all the things for it. So just like children, every business needs the same basic developmental stages to become independent. Stage one is teaching your business to walk. It's a foundation. Your business needs to learn foundational processes that work without you managing them 24/7. Right now, most of your processes exist in your head. When someone asks you how to handle a situation, you have to stop what you're doing to answer them or explain it. Real workflows are like muscle memory. They happen automatically without conscious thought. So let me tell you a story about Diane. She's a holistic practitioner and she came to me making around $3,000 a month. Every client consultation was completely different. She was spending hours trying to figure out what to charge each person, doing her initial protocol, and she was working nights and weekends just to stay afloat. And I don't mean financially afloat, I mean just to stay afloat in her business and keep up with everything. The problem was, she was burning out. She was like, is this worth it? Because Diane's business couldn't walk because she didn't have consistent workflows and processes. So we created one signature offer with a clear, repeatable sales process, set up simple tracking systems, and documented her consultation process so it was consistent every time. And the most beautiful part of it was that Diane stepped into that consistency and developed a new habit. She was willing to follow that process 100% of the time. The transformation was immediate. Within a few months, she had doubled her income. Within a year, she was consistently hitting 20K months. By the way, that was without hiring any extra team. Her business finally had the legs to stand on. Stage two is teaching your business to talk. We're talking about communication. So this isn't, by the way, this isn't teaching people to communicate better. It is about creating processes that do the communicating for you. So earlier I talked about you having to repeat yourself a lot. The processes actually solve that problem where you don't have to get yourself involved because the processes do the talking for you. Right now, you are the process. So when someone has a question, they come to you. You've become the translator between your business and your team, or your business and your client, or your business and your vendors, constantly needing you at the helm. Your business needs processes that trigger automatic responses when action is needed. They keep you informed through alerts, not just interruptions, guide decisions using clear logic frameworks, and answer questions instantly through knowledge systems. Let me give you a quick story about Becca. Becca bought an in-home senior care company with antiquated systems, so everything was running on manual communication and paper processes. If one person failed at this one thing, it set off a chain reaction. After working with my partner, Emily, to create communication processes, automating, scheduling, real-time notification, clear protocols, and digital systems, her transformation was profound. Team morale improved, client satisfaction went up, and the best part was, when Becca had a family emergency, she didn't need a long handoff because her processes did the heavy lifting. Stage 3, teaching your business independence, maturity. This is where you start to get your life back. Independence for small business isn't about complex automation. It's about building systems that handle the things that currently require your constant attention. Your business can handle inquiries without you at this stage. Your business can deliver quality consistently without you having to babysit every situation. Your business can then solve problems without you. Your business can make daily decisions without you. Doesn't that sound almost too good to be true? Trust me when I say it's actually possible. Let's be honest about something. You didn't start your business because you were becoming, you had this big grand dream of becoming an absentee owner. I'm sure you love your business. You love being a part of your business and the people, that from the customers to the team. That's all part of why you show up every day. But on the flip side, you also want to be able to have some breathing room. You want to be able to take Friday afternoons off to go watch your kids, baseball game, or to just do a family fun night. You do want the ability to go to dinner without having to check your phone every 10 minutes. Sleeping through the night without worrying about what you're going to wake up to tomorrow. Taking a real vacation and not just like a work from the beach trip. Oh my gosh, how many of you guys are doing that? You're taking your laptop with you so you can stay in touch. And what about having weekends that actually feel like weekends where you're not thinking about work or at dinner with your family, you're not talking and complaining about what happened in your day. Things are freed up. I mean, that's just simple. These are simple things, but these are the breathing room. This is the freedom that you need right now. Now imagine this. I want you to really picture this. It's Tuesday morning. So instead of rushing to check overnight emails, putting out fires, trying to get to the office early to head off anything that might have gone wrong on a Monday, you get to stroll in at 9 a.m. with your coffee in hand. You've gone to the gym and you actually have time to think. Your team greets you, not with problems, but with updates. Hey boss, we got 3 new inquiries yesterday. I've already sent them estimates. Boom. How about this? The Johnson project is ahead of schedule and they're thrilled. Or I handled that billing question yesterday. Customer's totally happy. You spend your morning working on your business instead of in it. At lunch, you get to leave the office because you know your team has it. And at 5, when you leave, you know tomorrow won't be starting out with a cleanup of today's messes. Doesn't that just feel good? My friends, this isn't fantasy. This is legitimate what happens to a business when systems are put in place, systems that help the business grow. It's like my friend B. She's an insurance agent in town. She's my insurance agent, actually, but we started out just as friends. And literally, she was sleeping on the floor of her office every day because every client insisted on talking only to her. Part of the reason was because she didn't have a strong team and the people up front in her office were not reliable, and they weren't reliable because they didn't have processes to follow. So therefore, nobody trusted them and they all wanted to talk to B. She would wake up at 4 in the morning just to pick up working again. It was exhausting. And honestly, I was concerned for her health. I used to say to her, B, this is not sustainable. I don't think you can keep going like this. After implementing simple systems, I don't even have to call B anymore because I know now her team is very capable and they handle things perfectly. I've even told her so. Hey, look, I love your team. You're doing a great job. They're amazing. She has admitted to me that it has been life-changing for her. And thank God, because I really do feel like her health was on the line. So where are you right now? Most small businesses are stuck somewhere between baby and walking stage. And that's normal because it's just part of the process. We start out our business and we start building processes around us without even thinking. So it's very normal for that to happen. But it doesn't have to be permanent. The beautiful truth is each stage builds naturally on the last. You don't need to transform everything overnight. You just need to take the next step. Here's what's legitimately possible for you. Your business can handle daily operations reliably without your oversight. You can deliver consistent quality and consistent customer service. It can allow you to focus on strategy instead of firefighting. And your business can actually serve your life instead of consuming it. This is exactly why we created the Clockwork Method, because we know that right now you don't have the extra time to focus on systematizing your business. If you did, you'd have already been doing it. Number one. Number two, even if you do think you have the time or it's something that you could probably tackle in your laughable spare time, the reality is that your brain doesn't have the extra bandwidth to even evaluate this like objectively. And then that leads me to the third piece, which is you're too close to your business. When we're business owners, even when our skill is literally helping other business owners, okay, you could be a business consultant and have this problem, because what ends up happening is you're too close to your business. You're not thinking from an outside perspective. You're not going to make processes that are so user-friendly anybody can do them, because there are pieces of you that you take for granted, nuances and experience and wisdom that you have locked inside of you that is a natural part of your daily process that you're not articulating to your team. That's what we kind of talk about when we were talking about the talking part of it. You know, I remember back when I first launched my digital marketing agency, I thought, oh, this is going to be a great idea and it would be so easy. Boy, was I in for a rude awakening, because I built systems. I thought I was doing great. It was in no time. I was overwhelmed. I was just like, I was the one arm paper hanger. Okay. And actually that's how I met Emily, because even though I could think organization and I could think systemizing, at that time I was in such a low energy state, because I didn't have the energetic capacity to do anything more than what I was doing every day to just stay afloat. That's the energy. That's the space I was in when I met Emily the first time. That was going back a few years now. She was able to help me from an outside perspective, help me rethink things. I was making some parts so complicated. She helped me systemize it, streamline it, bring it down to a level that made sense on a daily basis for myself and for my team. And that's, my friends, what I'm trying to tell you here is the Clockwork Method is literally a program that does the heavy lifting with you and for you, because we know that energetically you are maxed out. You're telling yourself like, there's no way I even have time for this program. I promise you, you don't not have time for a program like this, because you are already spending it doing redundancy and energetically draining yourself, putting out fires all day, and that must stop. It is not sustainable. Just like my friend B, I'm telling you from my heart, I want more for you than that. I want you to have that life of peace and freedom. I want you to have the breathing room. I want you to feel the daily confidence and clarity and feel like the CEO that you are. So book a call with me. Let's just have a conversation. Let's see where your next steps are. The Clockwork Method may be the right fit for you, and it may not be the right fit for you. That's okay, but let's just talk. Please book a call with me. Spend 30 minutes. Let's see what we can dig up. All right, my friends, thanks for tuning in. I can't wait to see you on that call. I look forward to our conversation. And until next time, bye for now.